So that's the language component of the migrant crisis in Europe. Social media is also playing a role. Joy Diaz from Here Now contributor The Texas Standard tells us now of how one Texan is assisting from afar.
Here in Texas, the migrant crisis can seem far away. But not to Chris Weldon, an Austin entrepreneur, as he watched images of people displaced from the Middle East struggle to find new homes in Europe. He wondered if there was anything he could do to help alleviate their stress.
So how that started was I was reading a Washington Post article on how they're using WhatsApp and Facebook to crowdsource their journey out of the Middle East to Europe. Where to go next? What are the camps like? Where do I get help? But it's on Facebook.
A social media platform with zero privacy.
Well, some of these things, if you're going to smuggle someone across the border, you might not want that on Facebook. You might want a private channel.
Weldon decided to tweak an app he created a few years ago.
I need to give you the backstory.
It was 2012.
I was stranded in Washington, D.C. during a storm that left us without power for 2 weeks.
People wanted to tell their family and friends they were okay.
And that's when I came up with the idea that if we put pictures and video on a map, right, we could have a real-time situational awareness map.
He sold his app to major TV networks. It's now being used during floods and other natural disasters to pinpoint where there are low-water crossings or where a bridge may have collapsed.
So I get the idea that our app is perfect for that journey.
So Weldon and his business partners decided to release the app in the Middle East for free. It's called Cartero.
Here's the Facebook ad that we ran Monday. 196,000 hits.
Google Analytics show people downloading the app in places like Iraq, Egypt, Alexandria, and Istanbul. Iraqi Katan Mustafa is a former U.S. military translator. When his life was threatened, the U.S. helped resettle him, his wife, and child in Austin. That was 7 years ago. Now, his youngest brother, along with thousands of other migrants, made the journey to Europe. He relied heavily on technology, but couldn't find anything like the Cartero app. When Mustafa and his brother learned about Cartero, it sounded just like what they needed.
Wow. Yes, I would do the same. I would do the same exactly. I would download that app. Absolutely. So super helpful.
Over the next few weeks, Weldon says he plans to release an Android version of his Cartero app and hopes to follow with ads in Arabic. For Here and Now, I'm Joy Diaz in Austin.